Like, why are you out there having fun?
Like, complaining?
Yeah.
You've never had a bitch like that?
The most?
Like, shut the fuck down, this hoe on the phone.
Yeah.
Everybody has a right for that. You tell the nigga shut the fun down?
Yeah. Then I want you,
This nigga smell fun.
He gonna get upset. And I gotta deal with that shit when I go home.
I gotta fight this nigga.
I just be feeling like. I just be feeling like he takes too many naps.
I mean, it's not even a podcast. I thought I'm gonna let the vibes go. I feel like this
is expensive, you know that?
I'm high maintenance a little bit, but not in a negative way.
This is pretty good. Like track.
Y'all both
said it. Pulled off in the edge of what Ken told me. Niggas like to play games, cause they feel like they know you, You don't know me, nigga, I done changed. So don't be trying to put new shit off in the game. Say no motherfucking 9-1. We out here rapping for money, you niggas rapping for fun. I don't fuck with nobody in this shit but one.
You would think it's all mine.
The way I took it. You would think it broke down. The way
listen,
I pushed
it. This is a bottle. You see the vibe, dog. You see what's happening right now. It's a vibe.
You don't remember this?
I love this song. Okay. No, Millie's talking about the beat within the beat.
I won't have a prayers, I'm yours, girl. Faithful, faithful, faithful.
Yeah.
But it's the one underneath that. You know you're like someone else.
And
knows me better than I know myself.
You have look, I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie Donnie Don. It's the boy J. Oaks. I got Trilly Millie with me. I got Kelsey with me. Listen, ladies, if you got people to meet and you need your face beat, fucking Kelsey out here before you hop up on these streets, man. Look, it's, I don't know what episode this is, but we about to get into some shit. So like, you know what I'm saying? Look, we done recorded a few episodes. It's a late night pod. Like, you feel me? best pod in the city, at least in the urban space. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to pop too much shit. Respect that everybody else is doing what they're doing, but respectfully, like, I've been doing it longer.
Yeah. Period.
And we out here. Anyway. We're going to talk about a topic that's been talked about a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying? But I think we're going to get to a couple of different points, maybe, and we might stress it to a couple of different things, you know? Oh, it's Kiki. It's Kiki Palmer?
Palmer.
Kiki Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on, y'all, say something. Y'all know what happened?
Oates upset me recently.
Okay.
We had a private conversation.
I don't like how you just intro that.
Uh-oh.
And Oates said that Kiki Palmer reminded him of Viola Davis.
Oh, wow. What?
And he said that she was an old type lady.
I don't like that.
Kiki Palmer gave off auntie vibes.
Yeah, I did say
well, now, wait saying. A minute, because, okay.
And that she talks old.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys
think? I don't like you quoting me like that because you didn't quote me well.
She does give like the fun TT.
She does.
I feel like she is the fun TT.
I feel like she gave fun TT before this new Kiki.
Kiki Palmer.
Now, old enough to talk like she fucking talk. Kiki Palmer talk like Vivica Fox Slim. Kiki Palmer be out here talking like she like one of them old divas with like a little bit more weight in her belly and shit.
Oh,
like her
wow.
Macaroni and cheese just like smack, smack, smack. Like niggas only call it for collard greens and mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. Like Kiki Palmer talk.
She gives auntie a little bit though.
Man, like you can't do
she
it like that.
Auntie, but, like,
I mean, she don't seem unfun.
That was the old Kiki.
She's a somewhat
Kiki,
attractive
you know?
Girl, but I don't
new
like her
Kiki.
Yeah,
I don't like her personality.
This is what Janelle Monae has done to America.
New Kiki, it's a new Kiki for sure.
I love her personality. You know,
yeah.
Love her.
I feel like before it was a little granny ish. Sorry to that man. That was a little granny ish, a little auntie ish before. I feel like
how long has new Kiki been around?
One clip, like.
But no, like, it was...
So you understand what I'm talking about?
I get
about.
It a little bit, yeah, but I feel like she migrated a little bit.
Since when?
Since she got this, after she had this baby.
She just had this baby. No,
it's a new Kiki though. Like, it's a new Kiki. New body.
Millie, thank you.
I feel like she always been this person, like. Yeah. She's definitely had like a old like soul spinner. Spirit, you could tell like grown ups raised her ass, but I feel like she's fun. She's never given like dreary granny.
She's giving her auntie a little bit. I can attest to the auntie a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm only saying because of her age. Like she gives.
I just thought she was a fine young lady. Auntie.
But I don't even think she's that old. I don't think she's like
in her 30s.
She's like our age.
Yeah, she's not. She's not.
She's not in her 20s. She's that old. Right.
We all look different.
She's like 35 or younger.
We're so funny. It's well, yeah. Yeah. She's not in her
30s. No, I don't consider her an auntie. No, but she.
Her tall,
like a 50, 60-year-old old Hollywood lady is what he's
no,
about.
I don't
see that at all.
Yeah, no. But it's auntie-ish though, for sure. It was auntie-ish.
I don't know. No.
She be talking with honey child. You know what I'm saying? She be talking like
she was on Wendy Williams.
She has hips.
You remember she's
too. She doesn't.
She got a regular body.
She's slim as shit. You seen the Usher video? She had her ass cheeks out, but she don't have curves on her hips.
She does have curves. She has like a silhouette now. She didn't have no silhouette at all before. She was built like a little boy. No,
she's slim.
She not built like a little boy no more.
She's slim.
She got boobs and hips and booty. The body is body.
She has some cheeks on her because she showed them at the show. Mm-hmm. She has like a bosom, a breast. Like, so, yeah, like she has a breast
and, like,
line.
The little hourglass
trying to be tasteful. I'm trying to be tasteful.
Can Kiki stand to get a BBL?
No, I don't think she needs one now. Before she could have.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with her.
Okay. I feel like before
I'm
she
not trying to. I'm not trying to shit on her body build. What I'm trying to say is the character or the mannerisms in the inflections on her voice. Is someone that is Aunt Jemima-ish. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Aunt
like,
Jemima-ish. That's a little far.
Like, she be trying to be, like, real, like, Mary J. Blige. Oh. Like, and Mary J. Blige is just old enough to do it. She's slim, too. But, like, you know what I'm saying? She, like, had some of her first hits in the 80s. Nah, early 90s. I'm lying. Mm-hmm. But still. She got some age on it. Like.
Yeah.
So.
I don't. Put them in the same
way. It'd be like if we was acting like our mom. She just act like somebody to act like her mama, man.
I get it.
Yeah,
I don't
see it.
Anyway.
Alright. So I want to say there's two Kiki Palmer videos that we should talk about.
Alright.
There's the Dancing with Usher video, mm-hmm. and then there's the one where Usher's body is on the big mega billboard. And then Kiki is like salivating. Over Usher, so, I would like to point special attention to that video.
Okay. Say pause.
Was this before or after?
Pause. Usher body pause.
Was this before or after he serenaded her?
What does that mean? Like, oh, she was lusting after this man?
There's one video.
I need to know the time.
There's one video that everyone's seen.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he does his show and he does a routine, he dances on her.
So this is after?
Well, no, it's the same night. It's just probably earlier in the night.
Oh.
So there's a video, Usher dances on her, and that's the video everyone's seen. That's probably the later in the night video.
Oh, okay.
And that's his routine. He seems to find a famous personality and dance on them.
Can we say we don't know the order of the videos? Because it doesn't really matter.
That matters, though.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like it matters.
But then...
Because it's really... Not that
but
much.
Then there's this other one, and it's like a...
It's his shirt.
A stylized video, black and white, maybe, of Usher, like, body, shirt off.
His abs are just out there sweating.
And she's records it. Right, and records then, it, and then flips the video, and she's just like, "Oh my god, like, amazing, like, it just
Oh, that gives. I don't like what that gives. Ooh.
And that is, I think, the more important video of the two when we offer in.
What did that give?
I was ready to disrespect my man for Usher at a moment's notice.
But wait, they broke up though. So did this happen before
those
the breakup?
Those two things both happened before the breakup.
Oh.
Listen, wait, stop. Like, stop. Stop, stop. For a second. Done.
I like Kiki.
She was already about to break up. Like,
wait. Nah, man. He would have been in there still.
But Don, like, listen. My thing with that is like, it's Usher. And I know you have your thing about Usher, but it's Usher. Everybody loves Usher.
Yeah, she was having a fan moment.
But now she did a little bit too much, but like
with the salivating, I agree.
Well, I mean that video. That's what I'm defending that video. The thing she did on stage was a little bit too much too. But well. No,
I don't think she did too much. She was at a concert.
But looking at him like you wanted him was too much? Or the combination of the two was too much?
I feel like the combination of the two was too much. But I feel like at the concert, you just at the concert having a good ass time.
If I'm a dude, if I am a dude, like if I'm her dude, like if I'm a dude, if I'm her dude, I'm sorry if my girl is... And it's the two things at the same time. If she has her cheeks out and...
She wore... Let me finish.
If she has her cheeks out and she's rubbing on a nigga's neck at the same time. I'm not saying something's gonna happen. She about to fuck him. But the story goes that she did, like... The story goes she played spades with him afterwards. Like,
yeah.
No, I don't
have mixed emotions. My emotions are mixed.
I don't feel like fuck it. She was breaking up before. Like what the fuck?
They even if she wasn't breaking up.
Like, okay, so you feel like that's worthy of breakup though?
No.
Kiki ain't been outside with her ass out before. She's very theatrical. She's always that little facial expression. She's done.
Let's move away.
She got this brand new body. She wanted to wear her little outfit to show off her new body and have a good time out with who she was kicking it with.
Let's move away from it. She doesn't have a new. She just had a baby. Like she's just like.
It's a new body though. She ain't had no hips and no curves and no boobs before.
She doesn't have hips.
She has a nice.
It's a new body.
Alright. I'm not a Kiki fan like that. Okay, so this is the thing. Do you think that as her dude, do you understand him being sorry? Darren, do you understand?
If he's never seen her outside in that type of light before, yes. I absolutely understand him being...
I feel like he should be a little more secure.
Okay.
I don't think internet rants are ever appropriate.
Like, yeah.
I didn't bring up how he conveyed his shit.
That's what I was just speaking on. Him feeling away, I don't feel like... He's absurd or delusional for not the way he not fucking feels. Him,
but just a dude. Like, if a dude's girl goes on stage...
Especially if he never saw you out there like that.
Well...
He didn't have no problem with her wearing that cat suit and her whole ass was shaking around when she was with
him. Remember that Janet Jackson routine when she strapped the dude down?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. She was with him or no?
You know the Janet Jackson routine I'm talking about?
When it was like the movement board.
I understand. Kind of listen, girls.
You letting your dude get strapped in?
Huh?
If you and your dude went to a Janet Jackson concert and she picked your dude, you let him go up on one of those?
It's Janet Jackson and we had a concert.
You let him go on one of those?
Listen,
it's a concert. It's a Janet Jackson concert. What am I supposed to be mad?
It's not on her. That's not her decision.
I'm not going to be mad.
If you meet your girl at the concert and Janet Jackson going to call you at the crowd, you going up there? You with your girl?
Yes! Go! I'm sorry.
You with your girl, Don. Are you going up there? Silence. It's kind of it. 1,000. 4,000.
I would see what Janet Jackson might be talking about up there on that stage.
Do you think that there would be any repercussions or ramifications or changes in your relationship behind it?
Absolutely. And then after you have that thought, you can't go up there.
You have to say sorry, Janet. Pick somebody else.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Once in a lifetime.
Exactly. Janet Jackson was fucking that shit up.
She's a hating ass bitch.
You hear me?
Go. Let me fucking videotaping.
You hear me? And I'm posting it on my shit too. You hear me? Posting it on my story. Look at my man up there with Janet Jackson. That's my man.
Miss out on that episode.
You've been with a woman that is, what would you guys call that?
A little insecure.
Okay.
A little, yeah. Because it's Janet Jackson. It's not the regular bitch that be at the bar every Thursday. It's Janet fucking Jackson at a concert.
I talked to a lot of people about a lot of different things. How did y'all feel about Tom Brady's wife when Giselle wanted to leave town because he wanted to keep playing football?
I don't know nothing about that.
All right, never mind. Keep going.
What happened? Tom Brady played football, right?
Yeah, he used to. Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, keep going. Keep going. All right, so like, I do have a connection for that now, but like, I feel like, as a dude, no, you. I mean, sure, you can go up there, but there might be a problem that somebody, she might feel away.
Mm.
She might not. She might not, but in the Janet Jackson thing, you don't get to interact. Like, you strap down. She was twirling around and touching all on. It was a little different.
There was interact. He was strapped down, but Janet Jackson was all on top of that nigga. It was very grindy-ish. It was a lot. It
looks very grindy-ish.
No, okay. No, this is my thing. Janet Jackson is interacting with him. She's doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not humping Janet.
But he's getting humped, though.
Correct. But what I said is, he's not humping Janet. Yes, she's making contact with him for the show. The difference in that is Usher, when he did the thing with Kiki, she seemed to do a lot of performance in action. But you're not part of the show. So when Usher is being a showman, that's Usher being a showman. When you're doing shit, you're doing shit. I'm not sitting here trying to say who's wrong or something, but that would be what it is.
I kind of feel like when Usher, that's a part of his show. He wants the person that he gets out there and serenades to interact with him and give a show with him. And that's what she gave him.
And Kelsey. And I understand that. And that's what Usher wants.
Yeah.
And when someone is in a relationship, like, just like we talked about the Janet thing, when my man just said that, you know what, I might, but then I think about it, then I might not. Because when you're in a relationship, it's not just about, like, what you want.
I agree. But I feel like your partner should be a little bit more secure in y'all connection. Like, I feel like if it was my man, and it's Janet Jackson, they go up there and have a good time on that stage. And we gonna go home and we gonna watch the video, we gonna laugh, we gonna talk shit about it. She was up there having a good time. It was nothing. I don't feel like she was intentionally trying to disrespect her, but she was up there like
that. She broke his neck. I don't feel like she did nothing wrong. And then
thank you. She was having a good ass time.
Especially if Don, you know me.
Don, like, I'm doing a lot of talking.
Like, did he know that bitch was out there? Like, did she sneak or something? Like, exactly. There's gotta be more to this story. Like, what did she do? She didn't even, like, she literally, like, okay, yes. They are fucking celebrities. Like, they know each other. Like, they fucking in close captivity. Okay, yes. But then when he pulls off of her, she spins on her own. He don't touch her. Mm-hmm. He don't.
That's the point.
She's doing too much in the situation.
What? She having a good time.
She was showing herself off.
She initiates contact with him. She wraps her arms around him.
She initiated it behind him.
In his face. She makes the eye contact with him.
Oh.
And then when she leaves out, she does a spin so you can see my ass in the sheer fabric.
Absolutely, because I look good as the fuck out here.
She taunts an Usher.
She did not. I look good as the fuck. Everybody look at this ass. Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
You could have stood there, let Usher serenade you, and then sat back down or something.
No, absolutely not.
That wouldn't have been fun.
That was boring.
That would have been fun. Why would you have fun with that? You
Why is fun? Why is fun grinding up on another man?
She didn't grind him.
She didn't grind that man.
She wrapped her hands around his neck.
He was singing to her.
That's a lot of contact. I would love to be around you guys, a significant others, and then your dudes are there. And when I hug you guys, and then when I hug you guys, I wrap my arms around your neck.
No.
No, you're not Usher. Their arms around your neck. And we're not at a concert. Yeah, you're not Usher, and we're not at a concert. So yes, it would be inappropriate if you did it. But
there's still the idea of me in both, though.
No. I didn't see her wrap her arms
around my neck. Don, I just want you to know, did you think that you're more than you and you have things to compete with Usher too? Like, did you hate it on me when I said that?
That was a arm.
Boom! That's both arms. That's one too. Come on,
it's
Millie. That's a double arm.
That nigga stopped that bitch in slow motion and she had to follow
like
Kelsey.
I'm not saying nobody's wrong for doing nothing. I'm saying that in a relationship, when somebody's feelings are hurt based on the other's actions, you do have to account for their feelings.
I agree.
And you have to be accountable for the fact that they had feelings based on something that took place.
Let's address it in private, though. Let's address it in private and not on social media.
Absolutely.
Trying.
You want to be mad? Check me at home.
Once again,
then.
We already discussed that part. I told you, I'm not talking about necessarily dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think how dude handled it was the best.
It was very girly.
It was a bitch made move.
It gave.
Aww, that's unfortunate.
It was a human move.
It gave girly.
People had sucker attack before. It's okay.
That's what it happens. It's a sucker attack. Yeah. It's not girly.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Can you recover?
That goes into the conversation in masculine.
Can you recover from being girly?
Yeah, he had a girly moment.
But can he have multiple girly moments and you still fuck with him?
I don't know about that one.
What's a girly
A lot of sucker attacks?
Hell no. Yeah, really? Why did you do that? Why would you do that?
How many sucker attacks is it getting? Three?
Why you watch it like a TV show? You cried.
If it was sentimental, then it was sentimental. But you going
That's not a sucker attack for me.
It's when you do some crazy ass shit.
Who was that? Who was that guy right there? He's like my coworker. He's like, that's your coworker? Why you like? I feel like that's a sucker.
Hell no! Get away from me!
That's a sucker attack. What did you chill out?
Why you smell like
old spice? And then bring it back. Like, we done stopped and got food. We done did this. And we get back to the house.
And you still talking about it?
No, so for real, you ain't gonna tell me who that. Hey, bruh. Drop me off.
Question.
Goddamn.
Because I'm like, damn it, this shit.
One question. If a nigga asks you who another nigga is, and this young nigga, like, right? That's who we talking about in this scenarios?
Oh, yeah. The sucker attack? Yeah, I guess that would have to be
It's your nigga, and he asked you who another nigga is. You would just not tell your nigga who another nigga is?
No, we would tell him.
So but if I got a nigga?
How would he be asking later on?
So sucker attacks don't only happen in the initial stages of a relationship.
No, if you don't take it, what you mean? What I say is what the fuck
what
I say. And it can actually be that's not what it is. Like, that's a sucker attack. Like, delusional. Like, you just gonna flip and you just gonna take it there. You ain't gonna let it go.
No, I
think what Chelsea said was, what the fuck I said is what the fuck I said. She said, listen, I made you a sandwich, and I got these chips on this plate. Eat it, nigga. Like, all right, listen, bro. All right, bro. Like,
that's not okay. What I said.
Right, I like
listen.
Chips.
I don't She said, listen, nigga, I just ran you a warm bath, nigga.
That's not
There's Epsom salt in that asshole. Go get it.
Right. What? I would not talk to a man like that.
See, what the fuck I said is what the fuck I said. I'm like, what? What?
I can't see Kelsey aggressive.
I wouldn't talk to my man like that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk to my man like that.
Get raised.
Well, now, yeah, okay.
And she can say girly moments. What you say? I know you say something.
Hey, Don, question. You like your girl to fuss over you? I kind of like my girl to fuss over. I don't, but I do.
Not too much.
You like your girl to have random psychic acts about you?
Nah, no, not fuss over me, like, over other, like, people. No, that's, I'm not.
Like, to go, to be all about you.
Yeah, just to like worry. Oh, I can't worry about you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll just worry about you. Yeah, to a degree, but like, I guess so. Right. Like, yeah. Like worry about you. Like, no, oh my God, you sneezing. You can like, take this allergy medicine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuss with you. Like,
yeah.
I don't like medicine. Like, I'm good. Like, no. Take, like, you know what I mean? Like that. Like,
And she gonna make you do tea or stuff anyway. Like, here, just take.
Do you like your girl to cake? Do you like your girl to fuss over you like that?
Only when I'm super sick.
I like it. I act like I don't like it, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I like it when you check on me if I'm hungry. I guess in some situations, yeah. I'm gonna go, yeah.
Why do you act like you don't like it when you do it?
Exactly.
Me? Because in the moment, like, something jumps out of me where I don't, it's like it triggers my, like, don't tell me what to do shit. But at the same point in time, it'd be like, I know you
just care. Help me.
Yeah. And I only ask that to ask, like, how y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying, a nigga having a psycho attack.
That's not the same thing. That's completely, wait a minute.
I tried the podcast.
That is
right?
Not the same thing.
No,
I
don't have a psycho attack. I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, I mean, like, you human,
my,
though.
My last
I get
serious
it. Like,
relationship,
human,
that's all that nigga had was psycho
humans
attack.
Humans have emotions.
Attack, after psycho attack,
feel,
after psycho attack.
Would you run around
too many irrational emotions?
I wasn't, though.
I'm cool. Like, too many irrational, emotional moments.
It was always that with Chartel's. It was always that.
Heart and dancer. You don't have to put that in there. But you wouldn't run around twirling your ass in front of niggas.
No, I wasn't. But it was circuit attacks.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to fuck with you about.
It was circuit attacks all the time.
You never going to run around with your ass hanging out, like,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In a sheep dress.
Why does what she have on matter?
She bite?
No.
Yeah. Who's
with you?
For real. Because why can't I? But you know what? I would have never tried that shit with, because of how he was.
Okay, Kelsey, can I ask Millie a question? Millie, do you think that Kelsey is going to run around in a she or she dress with her ass on? Not can she, but do you see that in Kelsey and in her future? Just based
Absolutely, maybe.
I'm sorry. And let me put you in a box. Give me a high five.
Because nobody, who this? This year?
I was about to say.
Outside.
She is
outside.
Becoming more confident. I don't
outside
know.
Outside with no clothes on.
If she has a man, if you got a man,
she
are you doing that?
Outside with no clothes on. New body? Who this? Outside with no clothes on.
When you have a dude?
Outside with no clothes on. I'm not about to. What?
If you met me outside with no clothes on.
Why
is
would you
expect
you to put some clothes
outside
on?
Outside with no clothes on.
That's it. Listen.
Brother.
I don't.
I'm living my best life.
I don't wear my, like.
It's unfair.
I don't wear my luchadoriest luchadors, like, unless I'm wearing my shorty. Like, they call them hoochie daddy.
Wait, outside without me?
Why? Why can't I be outside with my girls with my ass out? Because I feel confident and I look good.
And you can.
What? I mean, you can look sexy, but like,
I don't think it should ever be a sneak move. Like, I don't think it should ever.
I think it comes with the in tandem with twirling and
I've encouraged girls to show more skin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Be confident in their body.
But like,
that's fair. Actually, you know what? That's fair. I'm not that against Kiki.
I don't think you should do too much, and I don't think I don't think it should ever be a sneak move, but I feel like if this is how I be kicking it, nigga, you know this is how the fuck I be kicking it. I'll be outside. Like, I'll be having a good time. Like,
I agree.
Some bitches really just be having a good time. Like, just because a bunch of niggas stare, that's not my fucking problem. Like, I'm having a good time. Like,
the fact that she put the sheer over her ass was her being modest, because she could have went out there without the sheer on her ass. And then
also agree.
The sheer on her ass, it was tasteful. She was nice. Like,
she did give auntie in that video, though. I hated the little side
part. I love the whole fit. Like, it was giving.
She
looked good.
She definitely looked good, for sure.
Yeah, she was giving. And the sheer was to cover her ass. Her ass was covered.
I don't think she did too much at all. I don't know.
Yeah, her ass was covered. It was fabric on top of it.
I don't know the little clasp, the screenshot that he gave me, her hugging like this. Not a good shot, but
it was fucking pricey.
I'm working with you, Gigi. I got you, girl.
We got your back, sis. We got
all
you.
All I know is, babe, if I see you rubbing on a nigga neck like that, yeah. You're gonna have to call my phone for a couple of days.
What? He could have checked her at home for sure. Like, yeah. Oh, you didn't like it? Check me at home behind closed doors. Going to the internet? Yeah, it was real girly.
I thought they
was broke up. He trying to fly bitches out and stuff now.
I thought what I'm saying is, I thought they had been broke up because why didn't you holler
at me? Yeah, he sliding the bitches in and trying to fly them out. Yeah.
Y'all know so much. I don't know none of these people. I don't know that.
I mean,
yeah.
Whoa. He's single?
Yeah, they broke up.
It's not, what do you mean already? He's single. So
he was already. Just bitching on the internet. Okay.
All right. I have to bounce back. Publicly, because y'all saw me look.
I don't know how people know. I didn't know that he was.
All this shit.
But I mean, if part of your process is like having some like disencounters, like.
I mean, did he even go through the workout phase yet? I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Workout.
Like,
no, they broke up and he was trying to fly bitches out.
You like break out in the house, bro, and you be like, man, like, I'm about to do some sit-ups, bro.
Yeah, I work out, like, every day, damn near. Like, it's not like a workout phase since I broke up.
I'm at my most.
You know what? It probably started at a breakup years ago, but it's not now. It's not like a new breakup that's going to make me work out. Look, tell something to the people before we get up out of here.
Bye, y'all. I'm a makeup artist.
She be doing makeup.
Yeah, follow Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
You got people to meet. You need your face beat. Come fuck with Kelsey. Y'all period. In the street.
Period.
Truly Million here. I know that she doesn't have a tagline, but she the realest. Also, like, period. I love sure. Millie.
Bye, y'all.
Donnie Don, what's up?
Do dog shit. Bark a little bit.
No, you like that shit. You like that shit.
Consistent.
Period.
Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Also, if you have a loved one and y'all are significant with each other, then, you know what I'm saying, talk to each other about your boundaries and y'all securities and what y'all are comfortable with.
Okay.
Because, like, I feel like what we're really talking about in this conversation is a relationship that did not have the conversations at depth of what they're comfortable with when a significant other went out in public. Or if they did, they was being flagrantly disrespectful, or they was in line and somebody stepped out of line. So I think it's very important that you talk to the people that you love if you want to continue to love them and be with them and do all of those things. Agreed. A podcast. I think I do it really well. That's an urban space for sure. In Cleveland, we expand into. We try to do it. Listen. Fuck with us, man. I don't know when you hear it. If it's before July 31st, 2023, go vote on the Cleveland Scene website. Not even a podcast. Best podcast. We out. I didn't end it.